Have you heard this one? As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sister, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sister, let's go down, down in the river to pray. I'm no Alison Krauss, you know. I mean, but does that conjure up images? You may have heard that one. I think that one is actually in that movie, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? There's a scene where folks are going down into the river. It's this wonderful sort of mysterious and mystical kind of baptismal moment. Was it like that in Philippi? Did it seem a little bit like that in Macedonia so long ago when Lydia and maybe sisters and maybe others from the community were down there by the river there? The book of Acts, this long narrative by the gospel writer Luke, is this description. It's really, frankly, kind of like a travel log, not only in geography, but really a travelogue in terms of them facing all of their own assumptions, the way this early church dealt with all of its preconceived ideas about who were the good guys and who were the bad guys, those who were in, those who were out, right, how this good news of Jesus would keep breaking a barrier and going further than anyone thought. On the Sabbath day, we went outside the gate by the river, and there where we supposed was a place of prayer, we sat down and spoke to the women who had gathered there. A certain woman named, what was her name? Lydia. Lydia, a worshiper of God who listened to us and who was from the city of, poor Melissa, she got all the hardest names in the Bible for this lesson. She was from Thyatira and a dealer in purple cloth. The Lord opened her heart to listen eagerly to what had been said by Paul. And she and her household were baptized and urged us, if you have judged me to be faithful in the Lord, come and stay at my home. And she prevailed. The good news of God's love, the good news of God's purpose realized in this one, Jesus Christ, was at it again. Pushing the fences even further back, going further than any would have thought among those once considered impossible. Thought unworthy, unlovable, unredeemable, just way too much. Went down into the river to pray. And Lydia, well, that dealer, at least she has a name. We know a little else about her. But a woman probably of some standing in her community. After all, she had a business. She had this extended circle of family, these employees and this regular income. She probably was, well, sort of envied in the neighborhood. She had so much, and yet there was something that she didn't have. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, brothers, let's go down, come on down. Oh, brothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. You're getting better. They met at the river. They met, those brothers, those unlikely missionaries. And of course, it's probably pure coincidence, right? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. It's probably just happenstance that Lydia was there, that Paul and Silas were there. Did something make that happen? I wonder, though, what the encounter was actually like. This Paul, who used to be Saul, remember in the beginnings of chapters of the book of Acts, he's the one breathing threats. He's the one murdering and torturing those who would be followers of Jesus. He's the one threatening and arresting anybody with a different idea. anybody who would talk differently about God. Paul wanted to kill them. And now he hears here, after having his experience on the Emmaus Road, you remember that day when he gets knocked off his donkey, blinded by divine light, blown away by this new wind of the Holy Spirit. What in the world did Lydia see in these two brothers? These ragged travelers, these two guys from the other side, a couple of freeloading preachers. As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, mothers, let's go down, let's go down, come on down. Oh, mothers, let's go down, down in the river to pray. Well, what was that encounter like? There by the side of this flowing stream. There was Lydia, after all. She was sophisticated and affluent and prominent. But Paul was just sort of noisy and preachy and pushy. Here's Lydia. Lydia was, well, this person of stature and power and influence. But Paul, he was just kind of weary with holes in his sandals, and he seemed to talk and talk and talk and talk. But Luke, the writer, the historian, he makes it clear that it wasn't Paul and Silas who did anything dramatic that day. It wasn't Paul who changed anybody's mind, that somehow there was some other force at work. Something else that opened up Lydia's heart. So whoever she thought she was, or whatever she thought she was about, or whatever it was that she thought she believed, it changed. And Luke says that it was God who changed her heart. I don't know your heart today, but I guess, honestly, I know a little bit about my own. My heart does not change easily. In fact, my heart most of the time is pretty much closed, pretty much rigid and hard. Is there anything that could change that? As I went down in the river to pray, studying about that good old way, and who shall wear the starry crown, good Lord, show me the way. Oh, sinners, let's go down, come on down. Oh, sinners, let's go down, down in the river to pray. Myla's finding her voice. But the truth is, Myla's going to grow up in a world that's probably different than the one most of us grew up in. Her world is changing economically and politically. Her world is changing religiously. The Herald published last week the results of a survey that had been conducted the year before, finished in 2014. But they studied religious trends in the United States. They looked from the early 1980s to the mid-2010s, and they saw significant changes. In fact, those who self-identified as non-religious went from 7% to 21%. Those who said that they've never, ever been in a house of worship went from 3% to 15%. Those who say they never, ever pray, in that time, in those 30-plus years, those who pray went from 3% to 15%. Myla's world is going to be so different, unless she has the advantage of community, unless she realizes the benefit of, well, these high school kids, her extended family, aunts and uncles and brothers and sisters and grandmas and grandpas and this whole congregation. What will come of her life and her story. Myla, like Lydia, is going to get changed along the way. Sometimes it'll happen when she gets really mad. Sometimes it'll happen when she falls in love. Sometimes it's going to happen when she learns to survive pain. I also think it's going to happen when she finds her way home again. When she stands up here with other 17-year-olds and gets a little blanky, and well beyond, when all of us get caught up, when all of us get sent down to this river, this place of change, this river of washing, God never gives up, never gives up on us. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.